Welcome to Praying with Scripture through the Divine Office. We're here to praise God and thank God and do this important work of praying. Let's begin by praying for the Holy Father's monthly intentions, since we also end with a plenary indulgence blessing from the Church. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise, and we'll pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. How much do we need to pray for this? We pray for families in crisis. Let us pray that broken families might discover the cure for their wounds through forgiveness, rediscovering each other's gifts, even in their differences. Very important intention. Praying Our Father and Hail Mary is usually considered the minimum. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. That's a flame of love insert in the middle. Thank you, Lord. Let's move into the scriptural prayers of the office. Even more scriptural prayers coming up. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. As your fathers, today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness. Oh, that's where it is. Okay, that's it. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts as your fathers did in the wilderness. When at Meribah and Menizah, they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. We'll begin with the hymn, because we're going to combine office of readings and evening prayer. Behold, the accepted time has come. A holy gift from God shines forth to cure the sick and weary world with healing balm of abstinence. The day of our salvation dawns, resplendent with the light of Christ, as wounded hearts are freed from sin, restored by fasting and restraint. O God, perfect our firm resolve to fast with body, mind, and heart, that filled with longing we may seek and safely reach the eternal pasch. Let all your works adore you, Lord, O merciful and triune God. Renewed by pardon, let us sing a new song to your holy name. Amen. Thus we begin the special psalms and prayers for the office of readings. Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence. Genuine love of God is the caption. I have come not to abolish the law, but to bring it to perfection. Matthew 5:17. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Zion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silent no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempests rage. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, we pray for all of your needs and for the Father's providence to accompany you, especially those entrusted to our prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Marian, that's not part of the church's liturgy, but hey, if a priest can add a Hail Mary to a Mass, I can add Hail Marys to the Divine Office. Makes it more of a Marian office. But yes, I'm sensitive to the fact that many Protestants may not like that. But anyway, our God will be made manifest. He will not come in silence. Offer to God the sacrifice of praise. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you and you shall honor me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Offer to God the sacrifice of praise. I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take your covenant on my lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the winds, you who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silent? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I want a loving heart more than sacrifice, knowledge of my ways more than holocausts. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts, from God the Holy Spirit, we pray that the Holy Spirit will energize and will teach and strengthen us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel. The kingdom of God is at hand. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 24, 1 through 18. The ratification of the covenant on Mount Sinai is the caption. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron and Abihu and the 70 elders of Israel. You shall all worship at some distance, but Moses alone is to come close to the Lord. The others shall not come too near, and the people shall not come up at all with Moses." When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocausts and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls, and the other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words of his." Moses then went up with Aaron, Abihu, and 70 elders of Israel, and they beheld the God of Israel. Under his feet there appeared to be sapphire tile work as clear as the sky itself. Yet he did not smite these chosen Israelites. After gazing on God, they could still eat and drink. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain, and while you are there, I will give you the stone tablets on which I have written the commandments intended for their instruction." So Moses set out with Joshua his aide and went up to the mountain of God. The elders, however, had been told by him, "Wait here for us until we return to you. Aaron and Hur are staying with you. If anyone has a complaint, let him refer the matter to them." After Moses had gone up, a cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled upon Mount Sinai. The cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses from the midst of the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord was seen as a consuming fire on the mountaintop. But Moses passed into the midst of the cloud as he went up on the mountain. And there he stayed for 40 days and 40 nights. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. God allowed Moses to hear his voice and led him into the cloud. Speaking to Moses face to face, God gave him his commandments, the law that brings life and knowledge, so that he might teach Jacob his precepts and Israel his decrees. In the desert assembly, it was through Moses alone that our ancestors communicated with the angel who had spoken to him upon Mount Sinai. Speaking to Moses face to face, God gave him his commandments, the law that brings life and knowledge, so that he might teach Jacob his precepts and Israel his decrees. And this is just so powerful. This is from a homily by St. Basil the Great. But really, you could add this as a homily or a commentary on our first reading for the Mass about Naaman the Syrian and the gospel about them trying to throw Jesus down the hill in his own hometown of Nazareth. But it's boast only in the Lord. St. Basil says, "The wise man must not boast of his wisdom, nor the strong man of his strength, nor the rich man of his riches." That's actually a scripture quote. And then he says, "What then is the right kind of boasting? What is the source of man's greatness?" Scripture says, "The man who boasts must boast of this, that he knows and understands that I am the Lord." Here is man's greatness. Here is man's glory and majesty, to know in truth what is great, to hold fast to it, and to seek glory from the Lord of glory. The apostle tells us, "The man who boasts must boast of the Lord." He has just said, "Christ was appointed by God to be our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, our redemption, so that as it is written, a man who boasts must boast of the Lord. Boasting of God is perfect and complete when we take no pride in our own righteousness, but acknowledge that we are utterly lacking in true righteousness, and have been made righteous only by faith in Christ. Paul boasts of the fact that he holds his own righteousness in contempt and seeks the righteousness in faith that comes only through Christ and is from God. He wants only to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and to have fellowship with his sufferings by taking on the likeness of his death, in the hope that somehow he may arrive at the resurrection of the dead. Here we see that all overweening pride laid low. Humanly, there is nothing left for you to boast of, for your boasting and hope lie in putting to death all that is your own and seeking the future life that is in Christ. Since we have its first fruits, we are already in its midst, living entirely in the grace and gift of God. It is God who is active within us, giving us both the will and the achievement in accordance with his good purpose. Through his Spirit, God also reveals his wisdom in the plan he has preordained for our glory. God gives power and strength to our labors. I have toiled harder than all, says Paul, but it is not I, but the grace of God, which is with me. God rescues us from dangers beyond all human expectation. We felt within ourselves that we had received the sentence of death, so that we might not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. From so great a danger did he deliver us, and does deliver us. We hope in him, for he will deliver us again. Very inspiring. Responsory prayer. To know you, O God, is to reach holiness. To acknowledge your power is the source of immortality. This is eternal life, to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. To acknowledge your power is the source of immortality. And that brings the Office of Readings to a little close, but we're also going to do Office of Evening Prayer. And we'll do it as fast as we can, because I know we're on a schedule, and we're on a tight schedule and everything. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. Psalm 123 is our prayer. The Lord, unfailing hope of his people. Two blind men cried out, have pity on us, Lord, Son of David. Matthew 20:30. To you I have lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens. My eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords. Like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress. So our eyes are on the Lord our God, till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on me, Lord, have mercy, for we are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul, with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, Father in heaven, we lift up our eyes to you and pray. Confound the scorn of the proud, and graciously show us your mercy. In honor of Mary's gifts, we pray. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 124, our help is in the name of the Lord. The Lord said to Paul, fear not, I am with you. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song. If the Lord had not been on our side when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us. Over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life, like a bird, has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, you foretold that your disciples would be despised on account of your name, but that not a hair on our heads is ever forgotten. In times of persecution, defend and revive us by the power and comfort of the Holy Spirit, so that we can be freed from our enemies and praise your saving help. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Prayer is actually from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, direct me in my ministry. Direct us to the better places and people where we can truly share this message of salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Now we're going to go to our reading, a reading from the book of Romans, chapter 12, 1 through 2. Brothers, I beg you, through the mercy of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may judge what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I make my prayer for mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. To you, O God, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. Jesus walked through the crowd and went away. And now we have the Canticle of Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Jesus walked through the crowd and went away again. That alludes to the end of the gospel story from today's Mass. So our Lord Jesus Christ has saved us from our sins. As his people, let us call out to him, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Lord Christ, we pray for your holy church. You gave yourself up to make it holy, washing it clean by water and the life-giving word. Renew it constantly and purify it by penance. Good Master, show young people the way you have chosen for each of us. May we walk in it and find fulfillment. In your compassion, you healed all forms of sickness. Bring hope to the sick and raise us up. Teach us to love and care for them. Make us mindful of the dignity you gave us in baptism. May we live for you at every moment. May the dead rise in glory in your peace. Grant us with them a share in your kingdom. And we pray for all the intentions of your hearts. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. We also want to pray for Bill, for Henry in a special way, and for Julia for their special intentions. We pray for Father Rob Gilea, to be protected, healed, and kept safe from all anxiety. As he works for the youth, we want to pray for the renewal and illumination of all the hearts and souls of the youth especially in our Western world, but all over the world, that they can be converted and be a generation of true hope. Pray that this church community that I live in will be saved and grow to maturity in Christ. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God of mercy, free your church from sin, and protect it from evil. Guide us, for we cannot be saved without you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. So I know it takes a good chunk of time to do that every day. To do two major offices is no small undertaking. But a lot of third order, you know, Catholics, they do it. So, thank you. I'm trying to figure out where we are in St. Paul. But I just pray that, like St. Paul, we will have that illumination, that intuitive understanding and knowledge of God, who God is, and how to evangelize, and be able to share the gospel in a living way. But yes, I was praying, and I'll just give you the passage real ahead, not to read it, but just show you that I was reading 1 Corinthians 7:20-32-40, and then chapter 8 on to 1-13. Have a great rest of your day, and let's ask for that plenary indulgence blessing. The church actually draws on the good things that are done by the church members throughout the world, unites them to the sacrifice of Christ that's represented in the Eucharist, and tries to give a blessing. But really, it's the love that we have for one another that gives the power to the church's blessing. But anyway, the church gives a special blessing to officially set people free from the consequences, the baggage they have after their sins. So we can offer it for either ourselves or a soul in purgatory. I don't know what doing it for yourself. I guess it might help you avoid some of the consequences of your sin, but I don't know. I always offer it for a soul in purgatory, except once in a great while. So I offer my partial or plenary indulgence for this time of reflection on the Word of God, which we've done, and also our time of prayer and all the good things we've done, especially the sacraments of the church I've done. I can't do it on behalf of you. For the soul in purgatory, may this be done in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So you just passed on the blessing with that sign of the cross. Like I said, it really should be considered a sacramental. So some people, you know, catechists and lay ministers, they can preside at the sacramentals many times. And if it's your blessing, you can pass it on to others. Have a great rest of your day. We're just praying for the people in that state where they're still dealing with their baggage after their death, in the state of purification. That's what the indulgences are all about. Have a great rest of your day.